That's bad. I just saw a clip of a comedian getting attacked on stage.
Oh, really? They're just letting that happen?
Attacked him.
They're just letting that happen. That's great.
See, motherfucker, here's the thing, dude. Yeah. We need to bring back our youths, and motherfuckers need to get punched. So they know there's a line in the sand that you don't cross. It's like that line got erased and nobody's on their best behavior anymore.
No.
You remember going out when you were in your 20s and you were like, I can act this way and I might get fucked up. Or I can act like this and I'll probably have a good night.
Yeah. Well, that's would gone. I ever heckle a comedian? Like,
never.
What fucking, that's the worst thing to ever do.
I think that's so rude. The douchiest fucking, like, what do you even leave the house for if you're going to do shit like that?
Like, grow up. Like, even if you're 20, I knew kids were like, you know, people who had better sense than interrupting a performer.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was like a fucking Karen.
Yeah. That's terrible. So this
she got offended, I'm sure. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing because I was like. Stage.
Well, that's when someone brutally should be beaten to almost to death.
Yeah, they should keep like a male and a female security guard everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
So that, like, if someone gets a little too out of line, then you just have Shayna Baszler knock them the fuck out. Like, she gets knocked out by the female bouncer when the guy bouncer's waiting for a dude to act up.
I think that's being nice. Because, you know, wrestlers, they will all beat the shit out of that person.
Oh, I've seen some of those run-ins where they just kill people.
Yeah, Triple H just alone.
Yeah.
Like, he got, like, a dude attacked Steve Austin. He absolutely unload. I'm like, wow, this guy could have been a boxer.
Yeah,
Triple H almost killed him. He dropped him on his head. He started punching him in the throat. It was insane.
Those guys are not wimps.
Mm-mm.
Like, you can say what you want about wrestling, but like, those guys are, well, most of them are at least D1 collegiate athletes. Some of them are from the NFL and what have you, so they're all like trained killers. Like, they're not like know what I'm saying? Like, they're what are you thinking? All the stuff they know how to fake do. Like, they know how to fake put you in an arm bar. It's still an arm bar. They're just not torquing back on it,
right?
Fake torquing. If they really decide to lay into that, your elbow would be in the front rud, pop right out the other side. Like they're just pretending.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you really got stone cold, if you really got a pile driver, you'd break, it would smash your head and break your neck.
Yeah.
For real.
For real. Yeah.
So like, what are you thinking? They know how to do that.
Right. Don't do it. And like with the comedian, he's just this kind of like, I don't know. Do they know how to fight? No. And that's not fair. I don't know.
No, it's a
self-deprecating. Yeah, a self-deprecating guy. Is an Jew.
Art form. You're up there by yourself.
It's hard. Yeah,
you're alone. So
you're
like
all alone up there. Yeah,
whatever. She's like, I wasn't up there.
Yeah,
I'd spend my whole time on that person.
Oh, he's beaten to the living
just
shit out.
Just verbally giving them more than they could even handle, like more than they ever wanted. Like, just they're like, you know, like Monty Python, like one little thin mint. Like, I would just have them stuffed.
Yeah,
just eating it. Outlaws of Rock, episode 426. Dio and Meister Matt are here. You're outside, it's the outside edition.
Yeah, sorry if it's loud. I don't know.
It's the nature edition.
It's a nature edition. It's more like the inner city, like subdivision near freeway. But it's fine.
It's got a lot of nature feel to it, the way you have it set up.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Because you can't see outside the fence unless you look. If you're sitting, all you see is grass, BBQ, you know, the same things you'd see in any neighborhood in the Midwest with that's how it's done. You just got to block out the external city.
That's true. I mean, you could still hear planes, but that's fine. Planes,
I got a plane over right now.
There you go. See, I mean, that's fine.
The lunar effect is also fine. Flowers for Teeth is the name of the track. Check out this, you know, occasionally I got to talk about the cover art. It's great stuff. Flowers for Teeth. And new to the show, the Major Resolve, actually Lunar Effect. I don't think we've played them before either. We got a few new ones. It's great. Lunar Effect, Flowers for Teeth, and the Major Resolve Mask. Also, amazing album cover. The two album covers look like they could, they like late 60s, early 70s vibe.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yes. I would have either album as a poster in my room, present day and past, but and present past, day right. Also.
Oh,
Resolve, Mask, The Lunar Effect, Flowers for Teeth. Sixes and Sevens we've played before. It's another great track by them. Homesick Heart and Rough Magic we've had on the show before too. And this track is called She's Still a Goth. Check them out.
Playing the game. Sunday roast is nearly done.
Magic, She's Still a Goth, Sixes and Sevens, Homesick Heart. Have you ever cut your own hair?
Yeah, it didn't work out too well. It didn't work out. And, you do that whole the bowl cut thing. That was bad. Yeah.
You did that?
It was an accident, but yeah, I've done it. Yeah. My poor locks. How about you? Have you done it?
No, but I feel like I could do it, but I don't, but it's like a hardy boy. It's like a high risk maneuver. It's top of the ladder. You know what I'm saying?
It really is. It's
like
very dangerous.
You just don't know. You almost have to go like centimeter by centimeter to see if you're fucking it into the ground.
Yeah, you can look like a dunce real quick. It's scary.
Real quick, a dunce, dude. That's accurate.
Yep.
Who's the fucking dunce? Guy cut his own hair. Yep, that's the one.
That's him.
I don't know. I feel like it can be done. Everybody's cut their downstairs. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's done a trim job on their jennies. Everybody's gotten around that area.
Yep.
So I feel like there's a lot of confidence that comes from being able to do that around those particular parts.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So why would it be so difficult to give your head hair a trim?
Yeah, man, I don't know. That's just
I guess
so
you
scary.
Can botch the downstairs pretty bad and not have no, you know, very few, probably not a lot of people are going to see it. Probably.
But,
you know, I don't know what your occupation is.
If you don't wear hats a lot, you know, I'm just saying. That too. But for the head hair, you don't
for the head hair,
hats,
right?
You're fucked.
If you don't wear I do hat. Wear hats though.
Yeah, that's good. And you're good. So take
that's
a risk.
That's a good
maybe.
Point. That's a really good point. I'm a hat wearer. I'd wear a hat all the time to every occasion if you could.
Me too. So.
So yeah, I don't really feel a lot of fear of cutting my own hair. I don't know. I just feel like maybe I'm not picturing how bad it could be.
Right.
Like sometimes you're like, can't get any worse than this. And then you're just botch job. Just terrible botch job. And you're like, that is so fucking terrible looking. I have to like run duck past the mirror.
Yeah. I mean, the only way it could get worse if you use like a really intense razor, like a
trimmer. I got super fucking awesome clippers, dude.
Well, then you're good. I think you're fine.
With the attachments and everything.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I think you'll be all right.
I might give it a floor run.
You're not doing like the fade or like a, you know, a Jordan.
I'm not getting, all I want to do, it's getting a little long. I just want to trim like a half inch off.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be fine. I think you should try it out.
I'm going to get in there with a bowl of marijuana, a 40-ouncer or something malty.
Yeah.
And a pair of school scissors and just go at it.
Go at it, brother. Yeah. Fuck
it. Get in there.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it.
Scissor hands. I'm going at it like that. Like Edward Scissorhands to a bush is how I will go at it.
Or you go to a barber and spend like $40. It's not worth it. Just
do
it.
That's the thing. That's the ultimate. I kind of got to try it. Say if you could do it right, you could save yourself such a good amount of money. But there's also that's also an occupation that isn't that's there and a moneymaker for a reason.
For a reason. Yeah.
Because it's probably a lot harder than I think it is. That's what I'm saying. I think I just feel like I'm going to give it a floor run. I'm going to try though.
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst that can a lot. It is a high risk thing. So it's careful.
Top of the ladder, dude.
Yep.
Fucking moonsault.
Moonsault, fucking rafter, fucking
just
187 drop just off the fucking rafters. Oh my God.
Just not even caring what's going on. Just going for it.
Fucking rolling headbutt. I'm just,
it's your metal moment.
Yep. Oh, today.
God, rolling headbutt off the top rope.
Ouch.
Onto somebody like, you know, like Van Vader. So it snaps your head back real good.
Boom. Yeah. Just not good. Knock you into the fucking next
life. The band is Holy Side. The song is AI Supremacy.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. It's a metal story. It's one of those. It's great. Check it. Meister Matt's Metal Moment for episode 426. Holy side, AI supremacy. That was Meister Matt's metal moment. We got some tracks from past shows. Ape Words with Last Dance and Friendship Commanders, High Sun. We got to play some new. We got to get some new ones from these guys. I don't think we've gotten anything new from them lately. And I want new stuff. I mean, it's all new because it's all underground, which is bonus.
Yeah.
It's all there. It's all there.
Makes living be correct.
Friendship Commander's High Sun, Ape Words Last Dance, The Stellar Bandits, Devil's Blues. I think they said they have another one, a new one coming soon. And Yeah Sure with Swamp Tooth, Outlaws of Rock. Dasher, Swamp Tooth, the Stellar Bandits with Devil's Blues. We got Big Jim's wild card. Eric Knight, Out of This World. It's you know, Out of This World. It's alien stuff. It's so good.
There's a theme here, man. It's a themey theme.
I started with the Lunar Effect, and we're ending with Out of This World.
That's amazing. You didn't even try to do that.
It's or an AI supremacy. It's not me though. It's the playlist. They come together, or somebody's manipulating my brain. Probably either a poltergeist or some sort of future AI. I don't know.
It's very convenient either way.
I just don't plan it out. I'm listening to the tracks, not the words. Yeah. Like I'm listening to see if they flow together in a set, you know, like a band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like a band.
So I'm not necessarily checking out. I'm not overthinking and they just fall together. It's magical.
It's magic. Oh, it's magical.
Eric Knight, Out of This World. Eric Knight, Out of This World, Big Jim's wild card for episode 426.
Yes.
Yeah.
Outside, feeling good.
I was feeling good in the summer. Or no, we're still in spring breeze.
Yeah.
California.
California.
You got a show this weekend?
Wednesday, the next week. Yeah, it's fucking weird. In the sewer, Riverside somewhere. I don't... No, I'm not kidding. That's what it's called.